for life. The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and it is a career versus career match, Asa Gray versus Dalton Anthony.
Okay.
My money is on Asa, because yeah. Dalton ain't going to be on next week. Guaranteed. Hey.
What if I win, and then we both leave? Like it's Lesnar versus Goldberg at WrestleMania 20.
Then is Ali Stone Cold?
Well, I feel like
she gets to flip you both off and then stun you. Huh?
It is cold.
Very good. Hey, welcome to Pro Wrestling Unscripted. It's Dalton's last Pro Wrestling Unscripted. It's the end of an era, and what a great week to go out on, because it was a week of a lot of change in WWE. A lot of people going, not a lot of people coming in.
It's a farewell tour, in quotations. I'm actually getting my future endeavors letter at the end of this week.
And the farewell tour is going to be very, very quickly for Adam Rose. We're going to talk about that more here in a few minutes. Shannon Young here with you, as always, with on his last show, for Pro Wrestling Unscripted, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
That's me.
Who's not happy right now because we...
Because no one knows how to protect a healer or how healers work. So we're like, hey, I'm giving you health. I better run away then.
Battleborn. We're playing Battleborn. Oh. And, yeah, they...
Our team was pretty stupid.
Now, we do have a good story about Battleborn, though.
Which was awesome.
And we'll save that here for a few minutes. And, of course, the lovely Ali Hebert, who is studying real hard for her finals.
Hello.
And is going home immediately after this to sleep.
Yes.
Yes. So, before we get to the big news of the week, we got to tell you our story. Dalton, you already know the story. Ali, you already know the story. Asa and I have been playing Battleborn recently on PlayStation 4. It's a fun game. And we were playing it today when the store was quiet. You know, it was here at 709 Broadway, gaming grounds for all your gaming needs. If you can find parking in the front, because the same car has been parked out there for 3 days now. I'm going to have him towed in the morning. She's sleeping in it right now if you want to go talk to her.
Are you for real?
In the same clothes she was wearing for the past 3 days.
Let's go fix that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have a damn shanty town out there now.
Shanty town.
Somebody get the sharpest knife you can find.
The only thing I can think of when I hear shanties is Happy Gilmore. Go back to your damn shanties.
You don't think of It's Always Sunny?
I mean, I do, but that's not the first thing that I think of.
Well, anyway, so...
The actor who played Shooter McGavin took a picture with Tiger Woods, and someone said, hey, look, the best golfer in the world took a picture with Tiger Woods.
It's Shooter's time, by the way. So Asa and I are playing Battleborn, and it's our first match. I talked to Asa into playing online. We get on there, and who pops into our group randomly? Yeah. Austin Creed. To which I look and I see Austin Creed and I go, wait a minute, that can't be. So I go to Facebook and Twitter and whatnot and I check Xavier Woods' Twitter handle, and then the pictures he posts of him playing PS4, sure enough, it's the same profile. So we get randomly put into a game with Xavier Woods, who we haven't seen since he came to Gaming Grounds, and we actually met the man and talked to him. Great guy.
Oh, yeah.
So we play a match with Austin Creed. He plays Marquis. And we're, he didn't do so good. I don't know how it's going to look on up, up, down, down.
I mean, none of us did. Like,
we did better than him.
A little bit, at least. I was right there with you, because that was when I was playing a character that.
The melee, right?
Yeah, I was playing Shauna and Aura or whatever.
So after the fact, Asa messages Xavier on Twitter. Yeah, because
he still follows me on Twitter. So I was like, hey, so. Random message, but we met you a couple of months ago when you came into town, and I'm pretty sure my friend and I just like got paired up with you on Battleborn. And his response was like, did we win or lose, or were we on opposite teams? And I was like, we were on the same team, but I'm pretty sure we lost. And then he didn't say anything else.
Yeah, he was ashamed of us.
I get the feeling that if I'd have said, oh yeah, we won, he'd have been like, cool, let's play more. But since we lost, he's like, yeah, these guys aren't worth it.
But again, to be fair, we outplayed Xavier Woods. So if you see us on up, up, down, down,
our celebrity is growing.
Yes, and I don't want it to look like we did terrible.
He's going to edit it like that Mick Foley 2020 interview.
Yeah, he's going to edit to make it look like he was doing everything and we were terrible. No. I followed that man around. He didn't know how to control the owl very well.
Which, and to be fair, it's a new game.
Yeah.
It's
a new day?
I mean, yes, it is.
New games rock.
New. Overwatch, yeah. Can't wait for that. I know this isn't the show for it, but I want that to come out.
I actually was on Tuesday. My original idea for a show was to do Battleborn versus Overwatch and have me and Asa just kind of debate it and talk about it.
Oh, that'd have been a short show.
I would have defended Overwatch. I think we could have made some good points, but the more I thought about it, the more I thought, who cares?
Yeah, I wouldn't care enough to be able to make it a full episode.
Yeah, then you're not going to stretch that out for an hour.
No.
But then you had those questions, and I thought, well, maybe if we, you know, put those questions in there, then that would make it work. Dalton, who are you texting?
I'm checking Twitter.
You're not. You were clearly texting somebody.
Oh, yeah, I was texting one of my friends for teaching stuff.
Allie, can you give me a get off your phone?
No. I'm not going to. I can't do it like Hunter. I'm not going to do it.
Get off your phone!
Thank you.
Anyway.
He's researching. It's different.
All right, cool. So researching. What's up with wrestling this week? I've kind of missed it all.
Well, other than Xavier Woods playing Battleborn with him, because that's really the big story of the week.
Right. That's what everyone, what everyone's talking about.
There's a couple of other things that happened. You may have heard, we've talked about Adam Rose the show. You've not heard this?
No. I'm completely blind this week. From like everything that's happened to me last week, I haven't been
able to. Grab your socks.
See, it's this level of preparation that we're really going to miss. Hey guys, tell me what happened and I'll just talk about it.
All right, let's talk about it.
Is Hulk Hogan still wrestling?
When's Albert Pujols come up to bat? He's a Cardinal still, right?
What's Ribby K doing in the Impact Zone?
Ribby
K.
I think Ribby K is a way better name, Hunter.
Isn't she married to Matt Hardy?
That's Ribby Sky.
Oh, my bad.
I get it.
All right, so this morning, and again, we've talked about Adam Rose recently here on the show.
Yeah.
He was suspended for 60 days for a wellness violation, apparently a second offense.
Yeah, I wasn't there that week for that, but I'm
But you're aware of the story.
Yeah, I'm aware of the story, yeah.
And he brought his doctor's note and said, no, it wasn't my fault. Here's my doctor's note. Mm-hmm. Well, then he took the doctor's note down. He took the tweet down. Today, he was arrested for domestic violence and tampering with a witness in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Florida, man.
So, of course, the mugshot's all over TMZ, and we've been following the story all day. Yeah, apparently he and his wife
mm-hmm.
Got into an argument. He grabbed her by the face and shoved her. And as she called the police, he grabbed the phone from her and took it away from her.
Yeah, and threw it away.
Now, Asa, tell Dalton your favorite part of that.
My favorite part of this story is that the way when it listed it was, so he was arrested for domestic assault, a misdemeanor, and tampering with a witness, a felony. So you can beat your wife and pay a fine, but if you stop her from telling, that's when you go to jail.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, Florida? What is wrong with you?
Really?
I mean, in Florida's defense.
And because
where are you going with this, Dalton?
Doesn't matter because it's stupid.
Well, they've been dealing with Florida man for so long.
Yeah.
Tampering with a witness part of it was the fact that he threw the phone and tried to stop her from calling 911. That is considered tampering with a witness. But the actual, you know, grabbing her face and screaming at her is.
And shoving her.
That's okay.
Yeah. And if you've been following the Adam Rose story like we have, because we talked about, for 20 minutes, we talked about him 2 weeks ago.
The wellness policy, too.
Yeah.
And we were defending him. We were saying, well, let's give Adam Rose a shot at this and take nothing away from what happened to him with the WWE.
Yeah.
But this is clearly, this is it for him.
I mean, but again, at the same time, though, it's one of those things where WWE's being smart. They haven't fired him outright. Like, clearly, they are waiting for the full story to come out.
Because
it's like Kevin Nash lost his Legends contract.
Because of his son.
Because his son beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
No one really knew what was going on, so they didn't take any immediate action until after the dust settled and they knew what was going on. So if it turns out that he wasn't the instigator or whatever may have happened, you know, this suspension may get revoked, but he'll still be.
Now, important to note that even if he wasn't the instigator, it is mm-hmm. still never okay to put your hands on a woman in such a way. We are not advocating that.
Well, no, yeah, I'm not saying. Clearly. I'm not saying he's in the right. I'm just saying that, like.
But he'll be fired either way. He was indefinitely suspended.
Yeah.
By the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Who say because that they have zero tolerance.
They have zero tolerance.
Yeah.
Who was it that was.
Well, there was a wrestler that
Who came out to, during WrestleMania? It was Mick Foley, and it was Shawn Michaels, and who was that other guy?
Stevie Richards.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I think
close.
It was Stevie Richards.
There's a close friend of Shawn Michaels. They're from the same state.
Too Cold Scorpio?
Funaki. I think it was Funaki.
It was Kung Funaki.
It was Kung Funaki.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
WWE clearly has a no tolerance for people that beat their wives.
Or in Drew McIntyre's case, if your wife beats you.
Yes, I mean, he's king of a dying, he's king of a sinking ship now. Good for him. Adam Rose was indefinitely suspended by the WWE today. And don't you know if this is true, they're just happy. They're happy as a clam. Because now
they don't have to answer for any of that.
Now the guy, part of me
wants to think that they're not happy about it. Like they're like, oh, they're relieved maybe.
Yeah.
That they don't have to deal
because
with
his credibility is shot now.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like because there's no way that, you know, with all of the stigma that follows pro wrestling and any of that, like this is not PR that they want. Yeah. That's why they're distancing themselves from it.
What amazes me, and they do this every time something bad happens. Except for Jimmy Snuka. They actually posted it on WWE.com. I forget, what is his real name?
Adam Lapin.
Lapin, or something like that.
Yeah.
They pointed out that he was arrested for domestic abuse and was in jail and has been suspended. They pointed out who he was and what he did. They put it right on WWE.com. And it's amazing to me that they put such a public view on it. Like, it's right there on their website. They don't try to hide it. They didn't sweep it under the rug. They didn't bury it on some back site.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they didn't do that for Jimmy Snuka when he was arrested for murder, nor have they taken him out of the Hall of Fame.
No, I'm pretty sure
he's in trial right now. He is on trial for murder. He has not been accused of murder yet, or he's not guilty of murder.
Well, he's been accused. That's why he's on trial.
He's not guilty yet.
You're not teaching law, right?
No.
Good.
Or English.
Good.
The problem is that we've seen Adam Rose speak English on TV, so Vince can't be like, oh, he doesn't speak English, you can't ask him questions.
Compared to Snuka, who was just the silent guy at WrestleMania 1.
Now, apparently, Adam Rose did, I think, Asa, you pointed this out to me, he did admit to doing it to the police officers. At least that's the report.
Yeah.
Says that he admitted he took the phone.
He admitted he took the phone.
So, at least we know part of it is true, and yeah. He's been indefinitely suspended. The writing's on the wall. The guy's out.
He has to be out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't what he is been trying to burn the WWE on in the past few weeks, it's definitely this.
And it's so sad too, because it's like it's that 30 for 30 or whatever, that NXT behind the scenes thing that they did.
What made him look like a golden child.
Yeah, it's so sad to see.
And like, even if you go back and watch, and I know I talk about it from time to time, but early NXT, so like 2-3 years ago NXT, whenever it was just on Hulu.
Yeah.
Leo Kruger, he was such an interesting, and he was a great style, great look, great ring psychology. He is a fantastic wrestler. They saddled the Adam Rose gimmick on him, and they moved him up to the main roster too fast.
To the main roster. I think that's all you have to say. Well, I don't think the Adam Rose gimmick was ever really going to take off.
Yeah, it's kind of like the No Way Jose thing. Like, it's super fun on NXT.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's not going to be a thing that superstar, like. Although,
to be fair, they have done an admirable job with the Vaudevillains. That's another act that really shouldn't get over. And when they first debuted on SmackDown, or maybe it was Raw, No reaction.
Yeah.
They're starting to get a reaction. But that'll
come later. Because they're actually letting them show that there's more to the Vaudevillains act than their entrance.
Yeah.
Adam Rose came out and sucked on that sucker in front
of Seb Coulter.
I would argue that even No Way Jose has more of a, has more to offer than Adam Rose as a character.
Yeah.
Leo Kruger, Lapin or whatever you say his name is, like, I feel like he's probably a better wrestler than No Way Jose, but there's just not there was less you could do with that Adam Rose.
Yeah.
Outside of the entrance.
Especially if you tried to portray him as a face.
Yeah.
In a fan base that is gonna, so the fan base you're expecting them to adopt and celebrate this guy who skips to the ring.
Yeah.
Sucks on lollipops. No.
Turns out Phil Robertson wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
What?
Did you see his radical comment that he posted about it?
I wouldn't believe it.
Now, I have to ask the question, and I mean this in all sincerity. Like, I'm not joking around. Do you think that what has happened to Adam Rose in the past few weeks with the suspension and possible substance abuse has put pressure on him to the point that he may have done this out of desperation? He you know, has lost it. He's...
Oh, I mean, it's a super, like, especially, like, with his children, and, like, it's an incredible... There's no doubt it's an incredibly stressful time.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like you hate to see someone not be able to handle it in a healthy way.
And I guess what I'm trying to ask more to a specific point is that
do you think he's relapsed?
Well, do you think that, I mean, I'm a conspiracy theorist, you know me. So whenever you see Adam Rose come out in public and say these things about World Wrestling Entertainment, and then all of a sudden his post is gone, his doctor's note is gone, all the stuff that was evidence in favor of his argument is gone, and then right after it, he hits his wife, almost like, do you think the WWE has put so much pressure on him, it pressured him to take that stuff down, that he snapped, that he Maybe he is under the influence of something. But
I mean, that's clearly not the result.
Did WWE put him in that position?
That's, I mean, no. You can't blame. WWE is not to blame for him acting out against his wife. Like, that's not a. That's,
you don't think that if they put him under enough pressure, though, that they played a hand in it?
But that's not what they were hoping he would do. Like, well, no, let's ruin the man's life and he'll assault his wife and then we'll be off scot-free.
I'm sure they didn't think that, I don't. I'm sure they didn't think Chris Benoit would murder his family for taking chair shots to the head either, but it happened.
But I don't think, like, I mean, I'm sure this overall stress of what happened, sure, is what, like, led to him snapping.
But it's not WWE's fault.
But I don't, yeah, but I don't think
but
it's.
But what I'm saying is, if he was right, if he had a point and WWE forced him, pressured him into taking it down, the kind of pressure that would make a man take down his argument when he's right is the same kind of pressure that could push a man to do something he might not normally do.
That's true, but you still can't blame WWE for that.
Yeah.
I think you can if they specifically put that pressure on him to take that down.
But that's a thing that we'll never
know.
That
is witness tampering.
But that's a thing that we'll never know.
Because, unless he comes out with
so
it.
So that's just blind speculation.
It like, is, but do you have any doubt that that could be the case?
Kinda. Like, I really don't, like, I'm sure, yes.
This is from the same organization that hid Jimmy Snuka?
Yeah, no, like, it's like, I absolutely think that they, like, the stress of what is going on in his, not only his life, but like with his job and stuff, like, yeah, that's a lot of pressure, that's a lot of stress, and it's easy to see how someone would snap from it, but I don't think it was like, I don't think it's a direct attack towards him. It's just like, hey, this is how things have to be, and him not handling it well.
Yeah.
Cause like, especially if it's like a, hey, you know, you can't be saying this cause it's undermining the entirety of our wellness program. You know, that's not, just because they're telling him to take it down doesn't mean that they're not taking steps to improve that program. Or to be like, okay, here's an oversight that we found. Let's quietly fix it behind the scenes. We don't need you shining a bright spotlight on a flaw of it because we still need it to be a respected, accredited thing.
Except unless you put a spotlight on it, nothing will change.
Or it might. They might recognize that there's an issue, and then like there's no saying that if this didn't happen today, that next week he's a surprise return to help the social outcast because like, oh, we made a mistake. Like you, just like I don't think. While I normally agree, like yes, shining a light on something on a problem is the best way to get it addressed. Like you can't say that there's no way this problem will be addressed unless you shine a light on it.
And like you said, we'll never know because that's all within their workings. I think it could go either way. I think they could have absolutely told him, take it down. Take it down or there'll be worse repercussions. Maybe they told him he'll lose his job completely unless he took it down. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm creating storylines in my head because I've been hanging out with CJ too long. I don't know. I think this could be a more interesting story than it is now. And I say interesting only in the sense that it is a fascinating story, but very unfortunate that it involves domestic violence because that's not something I would ever advocate, clearly. And I've brought the mood of the entire room down.
So in that, on that
congratulations,
note.
Congratulations,
Shannon. Well, speaking of people losing their jobs, everyone did.
I wanted to say it.
Well, too bad.
Oh.
You'll get a shot next week. Aww. Oh, wait.
Spoiler alert.
Zach's coming back.
Okay.
No.
Not funny, not
sure.
Funny at all.
No, yeah, all like the spring cleaning hit hard.
I've actually, that's what I'm looking at my phone right now. We have,
I think I have everybody's names, memorized.
So NXT had Alex Riley, who had his last appearance tonight, losing against, Shinsuke Nakamura.
And if you're gonna go, like you said, if you're gonna go out, that's a hell of an opponent.
When we were watching it, I was like, do you think he knew, like around WrestleMania, he's like, listen, you're bringing in Nakamura, like, let me wrestle him. I just want to wrestle him. Then you can fire me. That's fine. Just let me wrestle Nakamura. That'd be cool.
Someone immediately had a contract saying, wait, so if we let you wrestle him, we can fire you.
Like, we can tear this nice contract.
Will you sign this?
We have to fire you because otherwise you might sue us for intense bodily harm because you're wrestling Nakamura.
And, well, he's got all that rage.
So here's the thing about
Nakamura's promo where he's like, rage. And he just like vibrated.
And then just walked off.
And just wandered off. I love him so much.
Alex Riley. And it's one of those things, if you don't follow a lot of different wrestling podcasts, you didn't really know about this. But last year on Wrestling Compadres, he was on it a lot. And he was just like, hey, I'm trying to get back in the ring. And a group of fans like tweeted out a lot, be like, bring unleash the rage or something like that. It was something like that. But I remember listening to it and him just being really passionate about getting into the ring.
Well, yeah.
And he got back in and he wrestled Owens and then he went off injury, convinced him to get him out from behind the booth, two matches, three matches in, like a few months of loops and then a few shows, he was injured again. And then he came back and I was like, okay, he's coming back again. And I saw he was fired. I was just kind of bummed out because he's one of those guys that I think really loves wrestling.
Well, not only that, but look at him when he was with The Miz.
Oh yeah, he was so hot.
He could have been the biggest face in the company going against The Miz because this was The Miz at his peak. Everyone hated him for the best reasons.
Yeah, he was on top of his game.
And then he got that DUI and...
Well, not only that, I'm looking it up right now, but, and maybe this is just, Shannon is once again making up conspiracy stories, but I could have sworn there was an incident that happened between him and John Cena backstage that really soured WWE on him. And I'm looking that up right now. While I'm looking that up, Asa, please read us off the rest of those names.
So, two of the other names, are rumored to be going to Lucha Underground, and that's Hornswoggle and El Torito. That is one of those things where it's like, I feel like Lucha Underground would treat them like actual competitors.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like novelty acts.
No, I will say yes, the WLC was a very not, like, it was obviously a joke.
Right.
But that was a fantastic
But it was a surprisingly good match.
Yeah, like, I remember watching that live, and then I think I watched it here a few months ago, because I was talking to Shannon about it, and he got annoyed, so I was like, I'm watching the match then.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and the whole time I was like, man, this is a great match.
Someone, I think it was Meltzer, talking about like, yeah, so, who do you think, El Torito was originally rumored to go to Lucha Underground. Like, yeah, and then they'll bring in Hornswoggle as an opponent. For who? Chavo? And then all of those memories of SmackDown with the Looney Tunes. Ali, you don't know any of this, but there was a feud on SmackDown. It was Chavo Guerrero, nephew of Eddie Guerrero, and Hornswoggle, including a bit where Hornswoggle painted a tunnel on a wall.
And ran through it.
And ran into it.
Yeah.
And then it showed a cartoon version of him, like, peeking out of the corner. And Chavo tried to chase him into it and ran into the wall because it's a wall.
It's makes you proud to be a wrestling fan. Yeah.
Very
also,
much so.
Hornswoggle finally, his cruiserweight championship reign finally ended whenever he got fired.
He's the last one.
It ended before that.
That was the joke.
He wasn't a very good joke, he was the last champion. The title was dissolved, so
it was
his
joke.
Championship reign. Yeah, but
it's
it was
not a
bad.
Good joke, yeah.
You should be ashamed of yourself. This is why you're not welcome anymore.
God.
So
who else was fired, Asa?
Speaking about the Alex Riley thing, I found it here. Tyler Rex is the one that blew the whistle on this, and according to a couple different wrestling sites, I pulled this up on WrestlingInc.com, but if you Google it, you can find it on plenty of sites. But Tyler Rex was on Reddit doing an Ask Me Anything, and he said, there is truth that there was some sort of unknown, unreasonable heat between Riley and Cena, to the point where everyone on the roster thought that Cena was treating him in a way that was totally uncalled for. No one approached Cena about it, but the entire locker room was on Riley's side. A lot of condolences, and this is ridiculous, bros, and it was every freaking day. Cena thought Riley did something wrong every single day. And he also said that Cena did things to him, like going through his bag, berating him for the supplements he was taking, trying to find things that were illegal to get him fired. But apparently Cena had it out for Alex Riley, which is part of the reason he went down to NXT and they pulled him from the main roster. And the DUI obviously didn't help.
I'm going to take that with a giant grain of salt.
You don't trust Tyler Rex?
No, not at all, especially because there were like legitimate stories of Cena getting mad at Tyler Rex because at a house show he used the burning hammer.
That's actually on there too, yeah.
And so Tyler Rex is one of those guys where there's just like a bitterness.
Yeah.
While I'm sure there was probably some sort of disagreement between Riley and Cena, I get the feeling it wasn't like that.
It's especially hard to believe about John Cena, who appears to be a consummate professional in everything he does WWE.
Especially the whole, and no one said to approach Cena about it, because this was still the time frame that Triple H was there. Undertaker was there. There were guys that
would have stepped
in and been like, hey, cause like, I mean, I'm sure Cena is the absolute, you know, locker room general, whatever the phrase you want to use now.
But Undertaker was the judge.
He was the god.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he was the judge of wrestler's court. You hear so many stories about that. And JBL, which I think this was a period where JBL was gone. I don't know the actual time frame.
What year was WrestleMania?
I don't know. That was 27, but I don't know what year it was.
27.
Five years ago? Yeah, 11 maybe.
I don't know if JBL was around at that time. I'm just trying to figure it out in my head, but.
But yeah, so I, like, that's a thing that I would.
Also on Bleacher Report, they're talking about Cena and they don't quote Tyler Rex, but they just, I don't know, enough places say it. There may be truth to it.
That's one of the problems.
I'm sure the DUI had more to do with it than that.
Yeah.
And that's one of the problems with wrestling in general and the internet is it becomes a giant echo chamber. One place,
the dirt sheets.
One place reports it, and then every other place cites that original place, and, and, but then eventually they stop citing it and stuff gets embellished, and that's why I really only go to prowrestling.net.
CM Punk was supposed to be at WrestleMania 30.
Daniel Bryan was on the plane.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan was on a plane. But,
I miss, there was a brief period of time, and maybe they still do it to a lesser extent, where WWE.com actually worked with the pro, the wrestling websites.
Yeah.
And reported news to them.
And they did
stuff.
Like TNA news.
Yeah.
And
like, I miss those days because it was more reliable than going to 411 Mania.
Yeah.
Or, you know, anything like that. Cause unless it's in an official report, you have to take everything with a grain of salt.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's no denying that Alex Riley could have been hot.
Yeah. He was hot.
Yeah.
He could have.
A-Rod.
But then, I remember seeing him at a house show before he debuted on the roster when he had still had his Letterman jacket. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, who is this guy? I don't care about you. We want Ryder. I think I might have chanted We Want Ryder at him.
Speaking of someone that hasn't been fired yet.
Zack Ryder?
Zack Ryder.
Thank goodness.
I don't know.
Then again, I don't know.
I kind of want him to be let go.
I feel like he, but if he did, like, would he be able to keep the woo-woo-woo?
Probably not.
Like, and he wouldn't be able to keep Long Island IZ, I'm sure of it.
Well, I was trying to think of what names he could go by. Because I'm sure he could probably figure some way around it. Like, Long, L-I-Z or something like that, you know. Liz.
I almost kind of think he seems like a guy that would probably just go to his original name. Like, or his actual name.
Yeah.
Go
to Japan.
Yeah.
Go to TNA. TNA World Champion. Almost immediately.
He could lead the bromance.
They have a team
DJ
set
Zima.
Ready for him. Yeah.
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 He could be the general.
Other firings, cause there are more. Santino Marella.
Which
was,
a lot of us were surprised he was still there.
Because he retired like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have a Legends contract.
No.
So what the hell was he doing for
Ambassador.
2 years?
One of the things that I saw was that...
To Italy.
One of the things that... Damn it. I hate you so much. I don't know. That broke me. No, one of the theories that I read was that whenever he retired, it would have been more expensive to end his contract then. So they just let the remainder of his contract run out, and then they just didn't renew it. Whenever it came to be due.
Which, do you remember why he retired?
He was
broken
injured.
Neck.
Like, yeah.
Was that it?
Or, yeah. I don't know if it was a broken.
I think he broke his neck, yeah.
Kurt Angle, never mind.
No.
He won the gold medal.
With a broken freaking neck.
But I think this is a different kind of, I think this was also like a.
This was the bad.
It was kind of like a, it was like a concussion thing, too, where it's like, yeah, you can't, like Edge. Like, if you do this again, you will never walk again because you'll be dead.
I was a fan of Alex Riley. I was.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of Santino Marella.
I...
Other than the fact that, like, there was something about him that was, he was very charismatic. In fact, there was a time, I don't remember the pay-per-view, Dalton, you may remember this, you're like our Mike Tenay here.
All right.
Where he was involved in the Elimination Chamber, I think. And he was a legitimate threat to the world title. He was...
That was right after he was the last elimination of the Royal Rumble.
Was that it?
When Del Rio won.
Yeah, so that would have been... I remember which one it was. It was for the World Heavyweight Championship.
On SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was legitimate in that match.
And I argued against that so hard when it happened. Because I never really liked Santino Marella. I thought the Milan Miracle was kind of neat.
When he first started, he was good.
But it's one of those things where it's like, I recognize that this is not for me.
Right.
This is for little kids, like I'm just not what this is aimed at.
Just
He did a good job of what he did.
Right.
But I just didn't enjoy it. As opposed to just a personal taste thing.
Just like Hornswoggle with the drawing on the
wall.
That
was just bad though.
But kids might have laughed.
I don't think they did. I think Vince laughed.
Like, ah, there he's little.
The other thing, just real quick about Santino Marella is that, did you ever hear the Jim Cornette story? About him.
Oh, yeah, where he was laughing about Boogeyman.
He was laughing at Boogeyman. Yeah.
And Jim Cornette slapped the hell out of him.
Yeah, and so you're supposed to be afraid of this man.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not afraid of him?
So the thing that I hated about that Elimination Chamber match is because I have no problem with, like, a lower tier guy getting in, like, a legit kind of run. Like, oh no, he's actually a contender. He could be a contender. There is no reason that spot couldn't have gone to Kofi at the time.
Kofi got screwed a lot.
And especially,
was this around the same time that Randy Orton put him down and yelled at him?
Know if it was around the same time, but it was, no, cause this would have been after that because that was the Royal Rumble that Del Rio won. I think that led to his match against Edge at WrestleMania.
Can we just, cause
that was 27.
Yeah. The Elimination Chamber where the whole match, they just put Kofi Kingston's head through the chamber. That was dumb.
I remember the one where Edge, took him out on the ramp on the way there and took his spot.
Yeah.
Because that's how wrestling works.
Apparently.
Do you also remember the time that the Great Khali played his magical flute, which woke up Santino's Cobra?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not meant for us. That's so, not meant for us.
Yeah. Also released, which we knew was coming, Wade Barrett. That's another one where it's like, they had no idea. And more surprising was Damian Sandow.
Sandow, Riley, and Barrett, all three, licensed to print money through various times of their career and failed on all three accounts.
Yeah. I like Alex Riley, and I will, like, at that time, he was huge. I wonder how much of that was actually just a product of right place, right time for him, because he was teamed with the most despicable, most reviled heel.
But it was, when he turned against Miz that made him so hot.
And I will say too, to his credit, like he sustained that.
Yeah.
Like those reactions throughout, even moving past that feud. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, Wade Barrett and Damian Sandow licensed to print money. And
I was never, Damian Sandow is one of those wrestlers that I wasn't on the hype train for. I didn't like him until a couple of years ago. Everyone always told me how great he was.
That match with Cena?
The match with Cena was really good. And just him in general, especially when he became Miz's second.
The stunt double.
And last Andre the Giant Battle Royal. When it was him in the last, he throws Miz out. Mm-hmm. And then it's him versus Big Show. Here's your chance. The crowd's going nuts for Damian Sandow. So of course he loses.
And then
loses to the Miz. For the
the rights to the DVD is, yeah.
Who then goes and films a movie and isn't on TV for months.
Yeah. And that whole storyline with Summer turning went nowhere. And then this year's Andre the Giant Battle Royal with him getting a huge reaction whenever he breaks up the stare down between Big Show and Shaq. Oh, and then immediately eliminated, of course.
We gotta put over Shaq, that up and coming talent.
Sure, dude.
I bet he's gonna be the pre-order bonus this year for WWE 2K17.
I won't know.
And honestly, like, kind of what I want to see happen now, though, is Wade Barrett and Drew Galloway, like Stu Bennett and Drew Galloway, teaming back up. And
well, if you believe what Wade Barrett says, he's done with wrestling for now. He's actually taking time off,
which is of wrestling. Completely understandable. Yeah. Like being in that, like it's the same kind of deal with like CM Punk, like.
Burned out.
You're just totally burned out. Like, you know, it's one of those things where you have to imagine that the door would be open to the guy because he's the one that chose to not renew his contract.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like he
Christian made, when he left for TNA.
Yeah. He said he made that choice in August.
Right.
And he's only just now being released. So it's.
And he gave them He gave them plenty of time. He all did sorts everything of they asked. Yeah.
He still did the League of Nations. Yeah. He still went out. Like he let Sheamus.
He got the beat down to end it.
Yeah.
He went out like a champion. So. I don't think he would have been released, obviously, if he hadn't asked for it.
Right.
So his release is definitely an open door policy, I think.
Damian Sandow, it's just kind of like, who knows. But hopefully he keeps his passion and is able to do whatever he wants because, again, that's just a guy that anything they gave him, he ran with. Like, however long he was in FCW.
Well, we're also talking about somebody that's been fired from WWE like four times.
But this is the first one that it's really been.
He he always had developmental contracts in the 2000s.
He was in and out of developmental a lot.
Yeah. And they would just bring him in, let him go, bring him in, let him go.
This is the first time that, you know, he's main had roster. A sustained main roster run.
I missed him as a Magneto whenever Hugh Jackman was there. That was an awesome bit.
No, it wasn't. You can't tell me that you hate him drawing a thing on the wall and running through it, but then you're okay with him thinking he could control magnets.
He didn't think he could control magnets.
No, he thought he could control of Hugh Jackman. He did the little thing, and Hugh Jackman started moving, and he was like, oh, I'm doing it. I get it's a bit, but it made me mad.
But we're talking about – no, we're not having this argument
right
now.
For the smartest man in the world to think that he was actually Magneto.
He didn't think
– the character did.
But we're also in the middle of his bit where he came out every week as something else. He came out as LeBron James one week.
That's true.
Fine. LeBron LeBron James doesn't have mutant powers. He thought he did at one point.
Whatever. All right, who else got fired?
There's only two more. The first one being Zeb Coulter, which apparently was just a case of we don't really have anything for you to do, which is silly because he's so good on the microphone. Yeah. And even like rebrand him back to Dutch Mantel, he doesn't need to keep that Coulter bit.
But we wrote a great story for him during the Alberto Del Rio Jack Swagger feud where when he joined the League of Nations, have Jack Swagger defend him and them join back together.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't do that. He just literally rode his rascal into the sunset.
Yeah. And then the last one is
I hate professional wrestling.
Hi, welcome to me for like the last 6 months. Wednesday show's canceled. the last one is the least exciting, but I think it's the most newsworthy.
El Torito.
No. Cameron. Because allegedly, Cameron was not originally supposed to be released. It was someone else who we don't know who it was. But the reason that she was instead released is because after Ryback posted his whole blog about the unfair treatment by WWE, WWE put all of Ryback's merchandise on sale on the Shop Zone, she came out in defense of Ryback and the things he was saying. So WWE's like, bye, girl.
Well, I mean,
girl bye.
Now, we don't have proof of that, though, right? That's also a conspiracy there. They have not come out and said this is the reason.
They haven't, but it was Meltzer who is...
pretty legit.
All of the like Wrestling Inc. and all of the other like the site that they sort or the source that they cite, Jesus,
it's usually Meltzer.
Is Meltzer in his show. So it's a
that's fine. Cameron never did anything for me.
It's because she was terrible. She's the one that tried to pin someone on their stomach.
She tried to pin somebody when they were stomach down.
It was her and Naomi, and it was. I mean,
no.
No, it wasn't good, but just the way she sold it at the fact, like, was just like, pin, no, counter. It's like, all right, if that was her bit, like, if it wasn't for the fact
that
she was just dumb.
She
was just dumb.
And, well, you remember what her favorite match was? She told Stone Cold to his
face. Yeah, it was Rosa Mendez versus Melina.
It was Melina versus
Alicia Fox.
Yeah. Oh, I was close.
That was her favorite match of all time, was Melina versus Alicia Fox. Which Stone Cold, I wish we had a gif we could show right now of his reaction.
Just like,
Yeah, first one eliminated from Tough Enough, first one to get a job with WWE, because...
thanks, WWE.
Tough Enough.
She was a great cheerleader.
That was the only good thing about Tough Enough, though, was that the last three holding the belts in the ring, and Stone Cold just screaming at them. Especially if you listen to any of their, like, ones going behind the scenes where they're like, yeah, those segments that took, that were like 4 minutes long on the air, were like an hour and a half. No one really knew who was actually going to get eliminated. It was pretty much just the first person to piss off Stone Cold in the ring then.
That was the best version of Tough Enough, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hands no, down. It wasn't. That season made me mad. They passed up Matt Cross, M-Dog 2000.
Are you serious?
Son of Havoc. He was in that season. And
really?
They passed up on him. Oh, I get
so... they had Colt Cabana on the roster as Scotty Goldman once, and they let him go.
Shut up. Shut up right now.
Funny don't make money.
Colt Cabana did an interview recently where he said that he knew from the start he was done with WWE as soon as he got there.
Yeah.
Because he talked to Vince McMahon, and he told Vince McMahon, I'm a comedy wrestler. I do like a classic comedy thing. And Vince McMahon said, oh, you mean like Jackie Gleason? To which Colt Cabana said, I have no idea who Jackie Gleason is. And then he told Vince McMahon, I forget who he named, but Vince McMahon had no idea who they were. And like, he pointed out how...
probably like Kevin James.
I don't think so. No, it was alternate comedy. Like it was a
Eddie Murphy is the Clumps,
like a Jackass type thing. Like maybe I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But his argument was that Vince McMahon was so out of touch with reality, and he's like, "Who the hell knows who Jackie Gleason is?" And my thought is like,
everyone.
How do you not know who Jackie Gleason is? Now clearly, Allie doesn't know who Jackie Gleason is because she's looking
but
at me, and neither does Dalton.
Someone,
I can tell. I don't. It's just Asa and I.
Well, because and it's someone who is as involved in comedy as he is. Like that's ridiculous to not. At least know who it is.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell you a Jackie Gleason bit.
But you know him.
But I know, yeah, I know who he is and what he does.
Yeah. And now Dalton's
looking up Jackie Gleason.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to be informed. Yeah.
That's my Colt Cabana story, by
but
the way.
But yeah, no, they passed up Son of Havoc that season.
Also, you know, on every other season like of Tough, like, every person who is a success story from Tough Enough, like Ryback and John Morrison, also lost that season of Tough Enough. So you can't get mad and act like all of the other seasons are better because they also passed up on those talents.
Why do you keep saying Son of Havoc?
Because that's his bit right now.
That's his Lucha Underground.
Yeah, he's in Lucha Underground.
What does Son of Havoc mean?
That's his name. That is who he wrestles as in Lucha Underground.
Well, who is Havoc?
Mother, shut up, Shannon.
I'm sorry. I want to know who
his
dad is.
It's his character. EC3 really isn't Dixie Carter's wrestling isn't real.
Okay, no. You're completely missing the point.
He's missing the point.
The point of it is EC3. We know where he gets his lineage from. We understand
from
that.
Dixie
oh,
Carter.
He's Carter the Third.
So
he's related to Dixie Carter.
Yes.
Son of Havoc implies that we should know who Havoc is.
Because he's the son of Havoc.
So Shannon is asking, well, who is Havoc?
Yes.
It's his dad. We don't know who it is.
Son of Havoc. Havoc's his dad. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. I know. It's one of those Summers boys. It's one of the Summers
right
boys.
There, to you
not
too.
Scott. What's his brother's name?
I can't.
Brett.
No, Scott. Cyclops' brother.
Johnny.
Havoc. What's his name?
Havoc?
What's his real name? Something Summers. Oh my God.
Kurt.
Of course it's something Summers.
Is it Jimmy Summers?
Jesse's, Bobby.
Right now, Jesse's triggering
and he is yelling at
Kevin.
Me.
Kevin.
He's not even listening to the show and he already is getting angry.
All right.
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Summers. Summer Rae.
Scott.
Summer Rae.
I honestly Scott hate Summers. All of you right now.
Well, Scott don't worry.
Summers.
You
Alex, it's Alex Summers.
Alex Summers. Yeah.
Anyway, pretty sure I said that.
That joke went way too long.
It did.
Cameron sucked.
Yeah.
She really did.
Is that where, that's where we went? That's how that got there.
Yeah. She wore a schoolgirl dress and a little tie. That was her gimmick.
After the Funkadactyls.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
Naomi, who is amazing.
Still has a job.
Still has a job.
Thankfully.
Is injured, unfortunately.
Is she?
Yeah, that's why they called up Emma and Dana Brooke, apparently. It was to, replace the Tamina Naomi.
Team.
The big, strong girl and small
team bad.
Girl. Yeah. So that's why Emma and Dana Brooke are on TV. But, which, by the way. It's the summer of roll-ups here at WWE, because on SmackDown, Dana Brooke meets Becky Lynch in the ring, which of course Becky Lynch loses.
Also Dana Brooke's debut.
Action roll-up. Yeah. Also on that show, the Vaudevillains, Aiden English pins one of the,
Kofi
with a roll-up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just got a text from Lindsay, and oh my God, maybe
I'm tired.
Did Bob
beat her with a roll-up?
It says, well, my DS is dead, but I swear to God, when I first saw that, I said, well, my dad is dead, and I went, oh my God, no. Oh.
He died from a roll-up. It's just the summer of roll-ups.
That's not funny.
It's not.
Dude, my uncle died of a roll-up.
Was he distracted before the music kick
I distracted
on?
Him. I came out in my sparkly gear. My music hit. Anyway.
So we've been having a lot of roll-up. It has been happening a lot.
It's twice a show.
Twice a show.
I'm pretty sure on Raw, there was two back-to-back roll-ups.
I'm trying to remember who it was on the chat that said, man, it's just the summer of roll-ups and super kicks.
Hunter.
Every show, roll-ups and suker.
It was
suker.
That one, suker kicks.
To finish off the whole WWE release thing, apparently PW Insider and Wrestling Inc. are both reporting that there is going to be another round of releases after Extreme Rules.
That's usually when they do the releases after Extreme Rules, because that's the last big one I can remember is the three-man band, and that had a who's who of, like, why haven't they done anything with him? That was, like, Yoshitatsu, Evan Bourne, who I miss him on WWE, honestly.
I was always confused as to what happened to Evan Bourne. I know he got injured, and then he got wellness violation. Then he just disappeared.
Well, and he was calling him at the time, too. He was like, hey, SummerSlam's coming up. You guys need me? And they were like, no, because they had Neville. Who, like, Evan Bourne had a beautiful shooting star press, but it's not the Red Arrow. As beautiful as Airborne is, it's not the Red Arrow.
It's true.
Yeah, and
I'm over shooting star presses. I saw Kidman do 1,000 of them. I saw Lesnar try one. That's all I needed to see.
But no, like, Evan Bourne's was something of, like, absolute beauty. Like, cause, I mean, Billy Kidman's kind of went to the side. Like, he was barely making it. Lesnar almost killed himself. Like, Evan Bourne did the shooting star press and still had time to get RKO'd. Do you remember that?
That was
beautiful.
That was a stupid thing to do.
Yeah, well,
it
wasn't
God, that
safe,
was so dangerous.
But I mean, Evan Bourne could do it. He was high enough. He was!
That's why he got fired.
That's why he got fired.
He wasn't even on real weed. He was on synthetic weed, which is all the benefits of weed, but also could kill you.
Yeah.
And then stupid. If you're listening to this and you do synthetic weed, you're stupid.
And then, he got released from, WWE, he went off to like some weird jungle and did really drugs, like super drugs, like steroided drugs, like shit that occurs in the wild.
Remember Wrestling Society X?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure everybody on that show was on drugs.
Evan Bourne was on that show.
He was, as Matt Sydal, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you know who else was on that show?
Colt Cabana.
And?
Matt Cross.
And? Tyler Black.
Really?
Seth Rollins was on Wrestling Society X, yes.
I don't remember that. You know what I do remember about it? There was a guy, and wrestling fans, help me out here.
Wow, we are so off topic tonight.
It's fine.
Yeah, no, I love it. Let's talk about it.
There was a guy on there. You watched Society X, right?
I love Wrestling
Society but I don't remember hardly any of it. I remember the Piranha match.
Oh, well, everybody remembers that.
Something like that.
Do you remember the really skinny black guy named the Human Tornado?
Yes, he's in ROH now.
Is he? Yeah. I was wondering what happened to him, because he looked like he was about 105 pounds.
Wait.
But the dude could fly around the ring. He literally was a Human Tornado.
I actually don't think he's in ROH now.
He flew
I think
away
I'm thinking of
night.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's Cheeseburger. It's somebody different.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. So, we were wrong. There weren't two roll-ups on Raw. There were three. Paige rolled up Charlotte, Kalisto distracted Rusev, and then Sin Cara rolled him up, and then Anderson got rolled up by an Uso in that elimination match.
I absolutely hate the roll-up finish now. I hated it before, and now I absolutely hate it.
That's like, it makes sense, but I'm sick of seeing it.
It makes sense, but at the same time, if I hit you with a finisher, which is my strongest move, and I can't pin you, but then I just grab you from behind, put you down, and roll you up, and you immediately get up and go, how'd I get pinned?
Right.
I don't believe it.
It's one of those things where the suspension of disbelief is... It's sketchy.
When you slam someone down on the mat and then go to the top rope, why do they move into the position for you to hit them?
Because they're not moving in position. They're writhing in pain.
Yeah,
you have to have the psychology to know exactly where to slam them. That's studying your opponent to make sure that you know how they're going to actually like move.
Rob Van Dam was too high to figure that out. I'm just gonna throw it out there. That's why he was able to jump so far.
Dropping a lot of weed hints tonight, Dalton.
He has had 420 on his tights before.
Have you ever seen the video?
Why do you know what that means? The music video for.
I imagine he made an educated guess.
So X-Pac had the educated feet. music video for Rob Van. So not all you know RVD and TNA.
Yeah.
You know his entrance theme.
Yeah.
There is a music video for that.
Yes.
Not his Tron. A music because video. His Tron was literally just like the green RVD over and over again. The music video is somehow douchier than the Birdemic.
Oh, God.
Do you know who's in the music video along with Rob Van Dam?
Who?
Rusev.
For real?
A very young
Rusev.
Like, we talking like John Cena and Ready to Rumble young?
No, I'm talking like the... Oh, you just triggered me. I don't know if you saw any of the NXT, like someone just posted a bunch on Reddit of old NXT pictures. It's like Rusev with the buzzed head, but he was a square.
Yeah. he kind of had to like chisel himself like, out a little
he
bit
could,
more.
He could play...
He kind of had that rhino look going.
He could play the square block in the Tetris movie. Just,
I think he was cast as Thwomp in the original Mario Brothers film.
I believe that is
true.
But
he had to back out due to not being old enough yet.
Yeah,
because
he was like 9.
Yeah. Oh, hey, we got a tweet.
A tweet?
Yeah, I got a tweet
on the Twitter.
And by the way, you can tweet me at.
I like that we're doing all this now after I'm about to leave. Now we are doing Twitter questions. What's our tweet?
I don't know what my Twitter is. I think it's
PZ85 is Mr. 100.
That's PZ85SMR100. You can tweet me your questions or comments. but it's from Aaron Picard. So.
Oh, thanks, Aaron. He got bored on Facebook.
How does he have a comment that goes 140 characters?
That's true.
I don't mean that as an insult in any way.
He has the best. He has the most.
Yeah, he has like Chuck Klosterman questions.
But no, he said, and I. We only have about 13 minutes left, so I know
we need to fill it.
Well, I still want to talk about Raw because there's something that ties into this.
Okay.
But Aaron Picard says if hashtag, of course, Bullet Club can make fans invest in Reigns either way, that will be their biggest accomplishment. Now, a couple points on that. One, Aaron, it's not the Bullet Club.
It's the club.
It's the club.
Ham, turkey, and roast
club.
Beef.
You're making me open wedge, open sandwich.
Open face sandwich.
Sand wedge.
Oh my.
It's from The Simpsons, you idiot.
That's a golf club.
Anyway, on Raw, they did have a great, great segment, which should have been the damn main event. And somehow, instead, it was Jericho versus Big Cass, which wasn't even a match.
Which didn't even happen.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Jericho got his jacket destroyed on Raw.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ambrose came out.
$15,000 jacket.
But it's actually valued at, Allie?
Wasn't it
$25,000 jacket.
No. Listen,
were they underselling the value?
They probably didn't know. Or maybe they were worried that like someone would see that and be like, oh no, if it's over $20,000, that's like grand larsony or something.
They could actually be tried.
Like
But we can't have people attacking Jericho.
They had to lie to Vince. Like he would have fired like 6 other people to make sure that
how much did we pay for that jacket? $30 at Goodwill.
We had to get rid of all the women.
We made it.
Fire all four of them.
Fire JR. You already fired him.
Shut up.
Him back. Fire him again. I give me pictures of Spider-Man.
Do you think sometimes he's just like, so, JR, you want your job back? No, stop texting me. I'm not falling for it again. Well, too bad, you're fired. It's like, I didn't accept. You can't.
And JR's just like, do you have me on speakerphone? And you just hear Triple H laughing in the background.
No, you'd probably just hear Triple H go, Vince, come on.
Just leave him alone. Is your face still half crooked?
Be a star.
Anyway,
maybe you should kill yourself, Natalia.
He still has a job.
Be a star. sure does.
Is your face still half crooked?
I didn't make the joke.
I no, I but
character... I mean, you kind of made that one. You didn't have someone pretend to have palsy go on your nationally broadcast television show.
And the person that pretended to have palsy was Vince McMahon.
Was it? I thought that was in WCW that they did that.
Well, that was Oklahoma. But no, Vince
I'm talking about.
Vince was on Raw making fun of JR, had the hat on, and was like this. Oh, did the cerebral palsy face?
Have you ever heard the?
That'll be the picture for tonight's
maybe
show.
Maybe he can be president. Trump makes fun of the reporter doing the.
So did you ever hear the Festus story?
Oh God!
Whenever he went in to be Festus, like they were supposed to have a match, and then they pulled him and Terry Gordy aside, and they're like, "Hey, Vince needs to talk to you." And Vince just shows up, and he's like, "I have an idea for Festus." And he does the Festus face, which I want that picture. I want to see Vince McMahon doing the Festus face. We'll search it up. Festus Luke Gallows, which I know who you know who that is. Whenever he first started in WWE, he had a gimmick, which was fake Kane. And then after that was Festus, where he was in a catatonic state. He was so drugged up out of his mind, where he would just go to the like blank look, tongue like hanging out of his mouth. Let me do it really quick for you. I'm really happy this is in audio.
He's doing the Festus face, folks.
And I did the Festus face. And he walked to the ring like that, but the second that bell rung, he became a monster. And like, you've seen Luke Gallows.
And he would literally do like the Superman, like, roar.
Yeah.
And then he would like, and then he would wrestle, and then the match would end, and they'd ring the bell, and he'd go back to...
The bell ringing is what's
up. But yeah, the thing of it is Luke Gallows has that big casserole where, Jesse, Terry Gordy, his tag team partner, would be the Enzo, where he'd take all the heat, and then Luke Gallows, Festus would hot tag and win the match. So he has to be a monster on the side of the ring, just being completely goofy, which is just a testament to how amazing Luke Gallows is.
What was their theme song?
Biscuits and gravy. Oh, that stupid theme.
I sent you a picture of what I think the
I saw.
That's what it should be.
I smiled when I saw it. I can't.
And then I went sad.
I will send you the picture of Vince. You can tell me which one we should use.
That one. Because I've seen the picture of Vince.
Michelle Dunn.
It's
a picture of Wade Barrett walking out with
all the bad
news. That was on his Instagram. Yeah.
But anyway, on Raw, we got to get back to what actually happened. Aside from the main event and everything else that happened, sure, things happen. I don't care. What I want to talk about is the absolutely fantastic Usos and Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles and the club match, because that thing was really good. The match itself was okay, but the end of the match when the club, Anderson and Gallows, beat up the Usos and then was going to take the chair to Reigns, the Usos come back, they fight them, and then it comes down to a stare down between AJ Styles and Roman Reigns. And Reigns has the chair. He walks it over and hands it to AJ Styles and says, "You need this." And then he walks back. Styles is on the outside of the ring on the apron. And then Styles kicks the chair back to him and says, "No, you need that." And then as Reigns picks it up, he jumps off to do the elbow. Reigns ducks. Styles goes over him and slides out of the ring and stares at each other. That was fantastic. That was one of the best things I've seen on Raw television in a long, long time. That is how you sell a feud. You put them on equal ground. You make them look like threats to each other. And don't have one back down or act like a bitch. You have them go after each other. And that was a cool moment. The crowd was chanting AJ Styles, Roman Reigns, back and forth. That's the first time I can recall Roman Reigns getting a positive reaction. This is working. Don't screw it up. Which they will.
Yeah, I mean,
but as of right now,
I'll watch
it. It's great.
I'll watch it to see what happens. But at the same time, I know they're gonna jack it up.
They will, because you know Roman Reigns is gonna win.
And the thing of it is I'm kind of like, I like Asa. Well, Asa with Kalisto, he said it, and I feel the same thing. I feel the same way with Chris Jericho and Rey Mysterio whenever they had their world titles. They're better chasing the belt. I think Styles will be amazing chasing the belt. I don't want to see him have it for a while if they're gonna put it on him, which I don't think they will. But I want to see him chase for a while.
I also don't think they should put it on him because Roman Reigns is too fresh into his title reign.
That's true, yeah.
No intended to really take the belt off him again for the third time. Let him run with it for a couple of months. But at least if you have AJ Styles lose, make him look good when he loses. You're doing a good job so far.
Keep it
that way.
I just don't want it to be what I think it's going to be, where the Gallows and Anderson are the ones who cost him the match.
Yeah,
that's not what I want to see.
Which they will then turn on him at some point.
Yeah. And also, which kind of puts a wrench in, because Extreme Rules is what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two things happened on NXT tonight that I want to talk about. They won't take super long. Sure. One, Finn Balor made his return and said that he had cut a really good promo, like him ticked off, like even, I've never been a huge fan of people doing promos after matches, but so he couldn't get his point out because Elias Samson interrupted him. Main event is they have a match, he beats him, and then he does his promo. But it worked this time for me. Maybe it's just because it was Balor doing it. Yeah. But, so he wants another shot of the championship. Samoa Joe comes out and says, you get nothing. And then Regal comes out and he's like, no, this is not going to be a fight. The next NXT TakeOver, June 9th, I think is what he said. Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe. So to me, that keeps Balor off of the main roster. Unless they pull a Kevin Owens or bring in Gallows and Anderson into NXT for the Balor Club, which I don't see
also,
them.
I love I don't remember the maybe you remember the exact quote, but William Regal said something like, "No, like neither of you own this.
This is not your ring. Yeah. This is the NXT ring.
Yeah,
I am in control."
Good quote. Good story.
William Regal is amazing. I love him so.
Yeah, happy birthday, William Regal. His birthday was yesterday or today. I don't remember.
He turned awesome.
Yeah. No, he didn't. That was awesome. He turned awesome like 60 years ago, before he was even born.
That's how hardcore he was.
The other thing.
Go ahead, and then we got to mention one real quick thing before we say goodbye to Dalton Forever.
Do that.
Yeah. Well, it's just I forget. I know Hunter pointed it out to me, and I saw it also today on WWE.com. One of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Five wrestlers
who belonged in WWE, and they have a picture.
Could you believe what happened when these five wrestlers made it to WWE?
It was a picture of New Jack. New Jack should not be allowed near anything.
Abdullah the Butcher was also on that list.
Did you like my comment about what would happen if they fought each other? Like Reigns and...
Did you say Reigns would be crippled?
No, I said he would hit him with Lucille from Walking Dead. He would jump off onto a balcony. He would pour polio into the cuts of Reigns, and Reigns would beat him with one spear. That would be the New Jack match.
I despise New Jack, just for the record.
Abdullah the Butcher also a terrible human being. So...
I can't believe they even gave them publicity from it. I was just so shocked to see New Jack on the front page of WWE.com.
With a staple gun.
Did you see their poll?
The guy that almost murdered a 17, 16 year old kid.
Yeah.
Cut his head open and then said, I hope he dies.
Yeah. Did you see the poll that they're doing right now too?
No.
Which wrestler should be renamed #America?
Cesaro.
Because it was
Budweiser, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was the person that they showed holding the United States Championship. I don't know what's gone with WWE, but they've gone just full stupid. The other thing from NXT that I wanted to talk about is I'm getting my own hopes up. I know I am. It's not going to happen.
Is it about Alexa Bliss?
Kinda. She was there. Mm. Austin Aries, they cut to William Regal's office and he's like, oh, I understand you wanted to see me. And Austin Aries starts talking to William Regal and Blake and Murphy come in and they start doing Blake and Murphy things. And then they kind of get into it with Austin Aries. Alexa Bliss is there, just being Alexa Bliss. And so William Regal says, okay, well, next week, Blake and Murphy versus, they were talking about another shot at the championships.
Yeah.
Which, go watch this week's NXT just for the Chad Gable, the American Alpha match. They got put up against just a jobber tag team and it was a clinic. It was amazing.
Also, watch over Shinsuke Nakamura.
Also, Nakamura was there being amazing. Actually, this episode of NXT was pretty fantastic.
It was really good.
It was only 50 minutes, which kind of bummed me out, though. Yeah. Eric Young was on it, too.
Whew.
That's not just going to be like a one-time James Storm
thing.
I think I know
what you're getting at.
So, I don't think you do. But that's what I think is, like, I think that's why I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going.
So, William Regal says Blake and Murphy versus Austin Aries and a partner of your choosing. And I really want it, what I think they're gonna do is it's gonna be Eric Young because they're both in TNA together.
Yeah.
But I think this would be an amazing time to bring in Bobby Roode.
Yes.
Dirty Heels. Yeah, that's what I thought.
And reunite the Dirty Heels.
Yes.
At the same time though, I think Bobby Roode deserves a bigger entrance.
Yeah.
Especially since Austin Aries is not lighting the world on fire, which is fine because
It's a slow burn.
Yeah. Like not everyone needs to come in like Nakamura.
Not everybody that comes from TNA needs the big entrance. They don't need the big three-disc set like that Braden Walker set you showed me earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The best of Braden Walker.
Yeah. The definitive collection.
Yes.
Over 15 minutes of action.
Dalton's giving us a timeout. I think he has
to listen to the guy who's quitting.
You say that about Bobby Roode, like, just, he should get a bigger entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how Finn Balor debuted?
Yes.
With Hideo Itami?
Yes.
I mean, they've done it, Balor's probably the biggest star in NXT right now. I think it can be done.
I do think, though, Balor was a bigger get than Roode.
I do, too. I think not a lot of people outside of the TNA belt really knows who Bobby Roode is.
Yeah.
So I think bringing him in and putting him with someone is a good idea, but I don't know if Austin Aries is the right one.
I really – see, but they have such a great chemistry together.
Do. Well, yeah. I'm speaking only from a name brand standpoint.
Oh, no, yeah.
I have no doubt you're right on that.
It's one of those things where they're called the Dirty Heels, but they were faces for the majority of that run. It's just one of those things where they're both so good individually, but it was the same thing that happened with James Storm. Like that seemed like a really random pairing. And then it turned out to be one of the best tag teams.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Dirty Heels is on the same level as Beer Money, because they didn't get enough time to really. Man,
could you? We almost had James Storm too.
Yeah.
James Storm is just an amazing tag team wrestler. Like, any of his tag teams.
Remove the qualifier from that sentence and just say James Storm is an amazing wrestler.
Well, yeah, but like, right. Can you think of a tag team that he wasn't good in or amazing in or he didn't make great?
I mean, Brayden Walker. He was only in the three, really.
No, they were awesome back then.
The tag match he had with Jeff Hardy was just okay. Like 2 weeks ago.
The Charismatic Enigma?
Yeah.
I hate Jeff Hardy.
They're doing a fake Willow story right now.
I bet he was high too whenever he was doing that. Different drugs, not pot. But
a lot of high talk today, and a lot of people getting fired. Speaking of which, we got to wrap this up. Dalton, your last show on Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Yes, it is.
We promised the fans we were going to discuss what happens now that you're gone. Who is going to fill the spot? Because when this show started, it was a 4-man quartet for the very first show. Myself, Double H, Zach, and Louis.
Yeah.
Louis left because we really didn't have the timing right for him. You know, he couldn't appear on all the shows that we need him to appear on. So then it was just me, Zach, and Hunter.
Yeah.
And it was us for the longest time until Zach left, and then Asa jumped in, mm-hmm. and then Hunter left, and you jumped in.
Yeah.
And then Allie jumped in, and now we have this set. And it's been a good set for a couple of months. Good shows.
Yeah.
A lot of people really love the direction of Pro Wrestling Unscripted and where it went. So now where do we go now that Dalton's leaving? Well, we're here to make the announcement. Filling Dalton's spot is nobody.
Oh, man.
We're not going to replace you.
Aw.
Yet.
Until we find someone really good.
I think I should be replaced, like.
Well, you absolutely should, but.
I didn't mean it like that. I wasn't looking for the.
And you
like,
can be, and yeah, I will be. Will be, yeah.
But we just don't have anybody in mind yet. We toyed with the idea of John, Big Johnny. Mm-hmm. We toyed with the idea of, you know, I know Zach's not listening, so it's safe to say, well, what if we brought Zach back? There are some people that aren't a big fan of that idea.
Everybody.
And. Then there's, you know, the other people. What if we brought, I mean, there's crazy. We could go nuts with this. What if we brought Aaron Picard on? Which won't happen, because then who will write us questions?
Not only that, but like.
He has a kid.
Yeah, he has
real life.
He's got a family.
Yeah, and he has a kid, and I think he's being way smarter about it than I am.
He's not lucky enough to go home to an empty apartment. Actually, that's not true. My apartment is not empty. It has a painting by a serial killer in it.
Yeah. But by the way, put Homicidal Gizmo next to that, and you got yourself a treat.
Nah.
But, out.
I'm good.
But I just wanted to like kind of say thank you for putting me on PWU.
I want to give you the floor to go ahead and say your goodbyes now.
Okay.
Even though technically tomorrow is your last show.
No, Sunday's,
Sunday.
Sunday. Oh, you're going to be on Nerd Out?
Yeah, we're doing the full week. So, but this is my last PWU. I want to thank I want to thank Hunter, because I was the first PWU I did was with Zach, Asa, and Hunter.
Yeah.
And that was
the true host of Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Let's just be honest.
But like Hunter was gracious enough to let me be on an episode because you weren't there. And then I've done shows with everybody that's been on PWU. I'm pretty sure. Like I've done with everybody and everybody's been great. This has probably been the most fun I've had doing the shows because I get to talk about wrestling. It's been fantastic.
That was my favorite part of having you and Asa on was that you both are so knowledgeable about wrestling and you, well, in your case, love wrestling. In Asa's case,
Hates wrestling,
but respects it.
I did when I first started, and then Battleground happened.
That ruined him.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say thank you. It's been fantastic. It's kind of rekindled my love for wrestling, even though in probably the darkest timeline of wrestling.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
We actually sit here and watch wrestling on Mondays, and I can't recall the last time.
And the thing of
it
is like,
that I did that weekly. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the great thing about it is like, I'm not going to be doing the shows anymore, but in a few months, whenever everything starts settling down and my life starts starting, I'll get to watch wrestling with you guys, which
true.
Is, I'm super excited about. Like,
you'll have to start a new chat, because you're going to get booted out of PZ85.
Clearly, oh, for real?
Since you're not on the show.
Oh, okay. I'll remember who else is on the PZ85 chat or on other shows. We'll boot him out, too.
No.
Oh, he contributes.
He's the king. he's the power behind the throne.
But yeah, I just want to say thank you, and for the fans that listened to me and liked me on the shows, please, like, which is like one person.
It's like Aaron Picard and Aaron Powell.
Yeah, so I just want to say thanks for listening.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. That's not Aaron Powell.
Even Aaron Picard, last time he came in, was like, so this other guy.
So when is he leaving?
Yeah. No. Like, this is his farewell tour, right? He listened to Nerd Up and got really happy.
I don't want to get too soft, because obviously we're going to be on tomorrow together.
Yeah.
But
S-A-W-F-T.
Soft.
Oh, it's the last time we're going to do that on PW.
Well, last time you get to do it.
That's how we're going to start the episode next week.
But it was good to have you on here. I am going to miss you. Thank you for contributing for the past few months, and it will be hard to replace you if we decide to do that. So
yeah.
Good luck to you and all your future endeavors. Well, that line really does work.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
it's not, it's not as dicky as whenever WWE does it, because they hand him a pink slip, whereas I got to leave on my own terms.
FedEx-y.
Yeah.
Well, that's only because I didn't know how to write out a pink slip. I didn't want to pay for the FedEx.
There are pink note Post-its.
That's gonna be the
now
picture.
You tell me.
That's gonna be the picture. It's gonna be Dalton. You're fired, and that's gonna be the post.
All right. So that's this week's show for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We'll be back next week with the next week will be Payback preview, right?
Extreme Rules preview.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Where was Payback? Was that the last one?
Yeah.
That was the last one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the one that we're like, no, that why does that say Payback this Sunday?
Yeah, that can't
clearly
be true.
That's not this Sunday.
I guess I'm confused because the art on the window didn't change. At the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I'm going to fire whoever does that. That's the person that needs to go. Anyway, hey, good luck, Allie. So, thank you guys for listening. Congratulations to Dalton on his new life, his new career. We wish him the best of luck. We'll be back next week with the Extreme Rules preview show. Just Ace and myself and Allie. Maybe not Allie, depending on how much she hates me at this point. We'll see you guys next week. Dalton, for one last time, take us out.
It's been good.
Give me one
that
more.
That was weak.
Give us the classic one more time.
Bone this man.
That'll do, pig.